Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Hello, babes, and welcome back to Everyday Healing. Oh my gosh, it's so good to have you here with me today. It has been a hot minute since I have recorded a solo episode, and I'm so excited to update you on all the things and explain why that is. So for those of you who don't know, who don't follow along with my journey on social media, I am just over 4 months pregnant, and this was a really big surprise, not only to me and my husband, but also to everyone in our world, because those who know us really, really well know that we had been saying for a while that we weren't planning on having children. Now, I do like to tell the story of there was a conversation, there have actually been many conversations about whether we do or don't have kids over the years. However, we both run our own businesses and really just enjoy traveling and all these things and all of these excuses as to why kids probably wouldn't fit into that equation. And we had had conversations at least a couple times a year of like, do we or don't we? And about a month and a half, maybe before we found out that we were pregnant, we had had this really big conversation where I was like, I think that this is something that I want. I don't want to regret not doing this. And we kind of just like, we really talked it all out. And finally, it came down to my husband was like, you know how I feel, like it is up to you. If you want to have a kid, we are going to have a kid. And he just really wanted to make sure that I was sure because I was so back and forth. And when he said that again, like every single time I was like, well, we'll put it back. We'll put it on the back burner. By next year though, like we really, like I'm going to be 35. I would like to do it by then. And we kind of like hung up the conversation and surprise, surprise, as soon as we had that conversation, the little soul that had obviously been hanging out waiting for us to be ready was like, oh my God, it's my time. And she slipped right in there. And I was so shocked and he was just as surprised as I was, not as surprised as our families were, obviously. But I really like to talk about this topic because it is something that I had really, really convinced myself that I was fine without doing. And it wasn't until I moved through, obviously, the initial shock and the initial transition and, of course, the identity shifts and just like all of the emotions that come to the surface when you find out that your life is changing in a big way. But it wasn't until I really like accepted the shift that was happening. And obviously, like there was very mixed feelings. Like I was excited and terrified and grateful and also like shitting my pants at the same time of like, oh my God, what is this going to look like? Because it's not really something that we had like thought or planned out. But at the end of the day, when I really sat with it, I was able to acknowledge that this is something that I always wanted. And the reason that I really wanted to talk about this on here is because every single one of us has something that we want bone deep that we are able to convince ourselves that we don't want because of all of these excuses that we can make up as to how it's going to inconvenience our lives or inconvenience other people or going to be too hard or going to be too scary. And we hold ourselves back from going after that thing for so fucking long. And I think that so many people just wait for things to just happen so that they don't have to make the conscious decision. And the truth is, even though we had the conversation to just like put it on the back burner until the following year, we had also made that conscious decision. Even if it ended up not being fully said out loud, it was said out loud throughout the conversation that like, this is something that I want. And acknowledging that truth then allows it to start being put into motion energetically. And like I said, I think so many people just are so afraid to actually fully accept or acknowledge or really make a decision because they don't know what it's going to look like, because they're so crippled by fear of the unknown that they don't want to say, yes, this is for sure what I want, and then have to start taking the steps to do what that looks like moving forward. And don't get me wrong, like I'm not going to pretend and lie to you and say that seasons of transition are easy, that they're not hard, that they don't bring up so many emotions, but they allow you to really get clear on what the fuck you do and don't want, what you are going to carry from the past however long of your life and the identity that you've been showing up in, and what you're going to no longer tolerate as you allow your being to evolve, as you allow yourself to actually start showing up as the version of you that you really are deep down inside, that you really want to be. And that means letting go of habits that no longer serve you and letting go of even just tolerating certain types of conversations or energies or spaces and people, which I know is really hard and uncomfortable. But my question for you is the discomfort not worth moving forward with a life that you actually want to live, with the life that you know you're actually here to live? Or is that discomfort worth staying exactly where you are for the rest of your life? Because so many people let that discomfort, that just like icky feeling of like, oh, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. I don't want to have that uncomfortable conversation. I don't want to break that habit. I don't want to put in the work that I know it's going to take to get there. I'm just going to put this off for now, for another year, for another year, for another year. And really, they're just letting life pass them by. Like, this comes at the cost of literally feeling like you're watching your life pass by instead of actually living it. And when you actually choose to start showing up for the version of you that you are here to be, that you know you're becoming, even if you don't really know what that fucking looks like yet, if you know that you have a feeling inside that you need to follow, a non-negotiable that you need to stand up for, when you start doing that, things start opening up for you. When I really embraced this pregnancy and this transition and this full fucking identity shift, I started being able to communicate with the spirit of my unborn baby. I can communicate with the soul that is inside of me, which is so fucked up to some people and so crazy. But like, I was able to communicate with her. I knew that she was a girl. I asked her multiple times before we got the testing done. Everyone thought I was crazy, but I was so solid in that truth, because once you start taking those steps forward, things just start falling into place. They start making sense. That clarity starts building, even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else. It only has to make sense to you. All that you need to do is continue saying yes to the things that are an actual yes for you and taking action to say no to the things that are no longer serving where you know you're going, even if it's fucking uncomfortable. So my hope for you with this episode is if you're in any type of transition, which I know that you are because you're a human and you're here, you're listening to this podcast, your identity is in a constant state of evolution. You're always growing and evolving. I hope that you have the fucking courage to show up for yourself. Because no, you may not have full confidence in standing up for yourself, in your truth, in your power, in making solid decisions yet. But every time you choose courage and you have the courage to follow through on what you know is going to serve you in the long run, it is going to continue to build that confidence for you moving forward. And you are going to look back and go, oh my fucking God, I am so glad that I started saying yes to myself. I'm so glad that I had the courage to have that conversation, to let go of that relationship, to do the thing that was so fucking scary and say yes that I never thought I would have the audacity or courage to do, but I did it and look where I am now. If you're ready to explore the transition season that you're in with support, I'm hosting a 2-week mini mind called The Transition Room, where your identity evolves without apology. And I invite you to check this out in the show notes because I know that it is going to be a very supportive space to help you move through this transition season, to forgive yourself for past mistakes and to really step into courage as you build that confidence in really evolving into the version of you that you are here to fucking be. So check out the show notes and click the transition room if you would like to join us live. If you listen after we go live, you can still access those trainings in the portal. So much fucking love to you. Thank you so much for joining me here. If you don't already, follow along on my Instagram, Becky Reutz Healing. I will link it in the show notes. And if you have any topics that you would love to have me explore with you on here, please feel free to send me a DM on Instagram or leave a review for the podcast and drop that topic in. I am always open to exploring things that you guys are actively going through. But again, so much fucking love to you. And I hope that you have the courage to go after your dreams and allow your identity to evolve as it's meant to. I'll talk to you on the next episode.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.